אני רואה אותך, אני מפחד. למה אני מפחד שאני רואה אותך? כן, אני עושה שיעור עכשיו, אני... Alright. Let's go quick before he starts. We finished last time, we spoke about how long is the obligation to make a loan for Midoraisa. What is your obligation for the duration of the loan? You said the amount of the loan is all dependent on you, how much you have, income available, and of course you have to have some cash on hand just in case a good deal comes. You don't have to give all your money to loan. And on the other hand, you have to see how long the person who's the borrower needs it for, and what is the, how bad is his need. That will determine how long you have to loan for. Need to say, if he's going to crack, if you don't lend him the money, he's going bankrupt. If you don't lend him the money for 2 years, then you're going to have to make a two-year loan to this guy, says the Chafetz Chaim. If you can, you can. Whereas, this is where Yisrael Schaefer is very upset and working on a research project now. The Chafetz Chaim said at Tzara Iyun, if you have a guy who's not going to go bankrupt, Zevi's fine, but he needs 50,000 shekels in order to open up a Kohen store where he sells Kohanic devices to people, okay? Shoehorns and things like that. What a good business, but he's not going to go bankrupt if he doesn't get the money. And Yonah Schoenfeld, if he gives Zevi the 50,000, which is all of his bar mitzvah money, everything, for a few years, he doesn't need it, but for 2 years, Zevi says, I'll pay you back. The Chafetz Chaim says, and this is what Yisrael Schaefer is upset about, maybe he shouldn't give it to Zevi for 2 years, all of his $50,000. Zevi's not going bankrupt. If Zevi's going bankrupt, give him for 2 years. That's clear. That's what he needs. Give it to him, and he'll come out of it. But if he's not going bankrupt, and he's a regular guy, says the Chafetz Chaim, and this is Yisrael Schaefer's problem. He says, maybe you shouldn't give it to Zevi, the whole $50,000. Maybe you should give it, because if you give all the money to Zevi, then you won't be able to give many, many other people loans. Because what happens if the next week Bezalel comes for a loan? Or, and then not that Yonah's out of business, in the loan business. Now, what's the problem? I'm Oseg B'mitzvah right now, says Yonah. I'm Oseg, I gave all my money to Zevi. What do I care about what will happen if Bezalel and Natan come over to Yonah and ask him for a loan? Who cares? I already gave my money. I got my mitzvah. Says the Chafetz Chaim, no. There's a Rambam that says, I call the fee rova meisen. The more meisen you do, the more actions of mitzvahs that you do, it's better than one big mitzvah. One mitzvah, 50,000 loan, is not as good as 1,050 shekel loans. That's what he says here. And he says, therefore, I'm sorry, even whether or not Yonah should lend Zevi all of his money for a long term when he is now going to be unable to make many, many loans during the next 2 years. And since Zevi's not in bankruptcy or danger, maybe he shouldn't give him half or peace, whatever. But then Yisrael Schaefer asked me a question. He says, I can understand that later on in the book we're going to see, he did research, that if 10 people come to Yonah, Bezalel, Natan, Meir, everybody comes to him for 1,000 shekel loan, 50 people, and Zevi comes with a 50,000 shekel loan, $50,000 loan that he needs from you. It's all your money. And this is what you're ready to give up. You're ready to, you don't need it. So you have to give it to them. What's better? So in that case, as Yisrael Schaefer, the Chafetz Chaim is correct. I have 10 people who want 5,000 shekel loans versus 150,000 shekel loan, right? In that case, Yisrael Schaefer and the Chafetz Chaim are explicit. Give it to with 10 people. You did 10 mitzvahs as opposed to one mitzvah. Instead of one loan, I did 10 loans. Get 10, lefimo rabba maisa, like the Rambam in Pirkei Avos. But in a case where Zevi gets the 50,000 and there's no 10 people now, this is Yisrael Schaefer's problem. There's no 10 guys lining up for Yonah right now. Maybe they're going to come and ask Yonah for a loan. Maybe. And that maybe, says the Chafetz Chaim, makes him say, don't give it to Zevi. I'm not sure if we should give it to Zevi. So says Yisrael Shema, how the heck does the Chafetz Chaim allow me to take away a Vadai mitzvah now based on a Shema, a possible mitzvah that's going to come later? Good gosh. Don't have an answer. This right now, it seems as though Chafetz Chaim is definitely saying both cases, when they've all come simultaneously to Yonah, the small borrowers and the big borrower, he says it's better to give to the small borrowers, many, many small borrowers. That's clear. Question is, what happens when you don't know if the small borrowers are coming? Chafetz Chaim says, even in that case, don't give it to Zevi for such a long time. Unless he desperately needs it. Because you won't be able to do many, many mitzvahs. And that is, and I hear the kasha very strong, that this is not clear. So we're going to try to see if we can look it up on the computer and find people on this. They got to be people on this halacha. This is not a mussar book only. It's a halacha, so I'm sure people are going to be here. Just give me time. Okay? Excellent kasha. That's the guts of it. Now we go to Halacha Zayin in chapter 1. Ein shir lemitzvahs gemilas hasadim. There is no amount, no shir. A few, now we're not talking about the amount of the loan, and now we're not talking about the duration of the loan. We're talking about the number of times you have to give a loan, okay? A few ad mea pa'amim. Even 100 times. This is what do you mean? So what's the problem? So here's the problem in brackets. Here's what he's going to say. Velo yera levavo lachshov kama matriach alai ha'ish hazeh. This guy's driving me nuts. Tamid belekicha sambaos. He keeps borrowing the money. He keeps paying me back. So the problem here is, the shear that he's talking about is, you have some nut job who borrows money from Yonah every single day and pays it back to him every single day. And Yonah is like, yeah, okay, enough already, just take it and pay me back next week. How many times you come back to me and pay me back? And then I have to go back to the bank and get it out and do that. That's Eloshir. Do it over and over and over again with the same guy who's annoying. He's got a problem, this guy. That's clear. But it's a good thing for you. Don't be angry in your heart to think, this guy is driving me nuts. Just like you don't get angry, Al-Nishu, don't fake. Tamid al-Pishe Chanuso. A guy who keeps knocking, let's assume Yonah now is Sammy. He has a store. And the guy keeps knocking on the door to keep buying one item over and over again. One item, pays for it, leaves, comes back, and knocks again, and it's another thing, and leaves, and comes back again. Sammy's not upset. Sammy loves it. Why? And Yonah's annoying, just coming one time. No. Every time he comes, I'm making cash. I'm making money on this guy. That's what Sammy's saying to the customer who keeps coming once over and over and over 10 times a day. He's not upset. So too says the Chafetz Chaim, Yeda, he bekol pam hu mekayim mitzvahs asek de'oraita. You've got this guy who keeps coming and borrowing and paying and borrowing and paying over and over again. You've got a guy, okay, he's got a disorder, but who cares? I'm making d'oraisa mitzvahs. Every time I lend him the money and he pays me back, I'm making money at the cash register, cha-ching, cha-ching. Yet, nobody does, no cash register does that anymore. So, Burgess, do you want to say a question? Oh, I thought I saw your hand. Bolel has his hand. Okay, go ahead.
Just because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, does that mean they have to heal?
We're talking about chiyuvim now. Nobody's talking about optional now. These, we've already removed the im kesef talve, which sounds like it's optional. This is obligatory. If you have the money in your bank and you're not using it, and you don't need it for anything, not invested, let's say, all these things, this is an obligation. An obligation.
Does that mean there's an issue to tell him to take it for the next week?
No. But if he keeps returning it, and returning it, and coming back, and borrowing it again, and borrowing and returning, okay, so this guy's got an issue. But the bottom line is, you're getting a mitzvah every time he comes back to you, even though it's a tircha, okay? You could tell him, can you come back in a month?
Then I'm not going to get a mitzvah.
Okay, so I'll do other mitzvahs. I can learn. Okay? But if this guy's doing it, if he's doing it, he's got this issue that he borrows, returns. Don't get angry at him. Don't slam the door and yell at him. Look at positively, like Sammy and the storekeeper. You would be happy that he keeps coming back. Okay, so be happy here too. That's what he's trying to calm you down. Got it? V'yavo'alav bracha me'is Hashem. You're going to get a bracha from Hashem from keep lending this guy. U'kamosha Omar akasuv linyan staka. Just like now he's using the laws of tzedakah back over to learn to lending money. Naton tite. We know the double language of surely you shall give is the way they translate a double tite. Naton, give, tite. Again, afilu mea pa'avim. Even 100 times you keep giving tzedakah to the same guy. It's always harder. Except if you're the owner of the store, to have an ongoing relationship with an ani who keeps coming back over and over and over. It's a pain in the neck. You feel like you're more responsible, more on the hook. And that's the Yetzer Hara. And here the Torah is coming to tell you, don't look at it that way. Moshe Pirish Rashi Shem. Belo yeira levavacha betit chalo. Don't get angry in your heart. Don't be all these negative emotions when you're giving to him over and over again. Because of this, Hashem is going to give you the bloche. This repetition and getting over your frustration with this guy who keeps coming back for more. Instead, they handle that and you'll get big bracha. Now, he says an interesting thing. This idea of when he starts off, and we're now in the Be'er Ma'adat, in the Netiv HaChesed, Yud Aleph, he discusses the idea of Ein Shiur L'Gmilus Chasadim. There's no Shiur. Now we're talking about the number of times, not the duration of the loan and not the amount of the loan. It's the number of times you give loans. He says an interesting, brings a raya. From, if we go to Yud Aleph, he goes to Gmilus Hasadim Shebegufo to learn over from Biker Cholim over to lending money. That's his first approach, which is interesting that he did that as opposed to Gmilus Hasadim Shebemomono. I would think Naton Titen would be his number one as he said upstairs. Naton Titen, keep giving the tzedakah. Why did he go to Gmilus Hasadim Shebegufo? Let's think about it. Let's take a look. Gmola inim Gmilus Hasadim Shebegufo. The who Biker Cholim. That's Biker Cholim, visiting a sick man. The Gemara Nedarim says, the who Ad Me'apka Amin Biyom. You have to go visit a sick man up to 100 times a day. Assuming that the guy is not gonna, the sick person is not gonna. Gonna get sicker because he sees your face so many times. But that's the call. But you have to keep going as much as he needs you. As much as he needs you, keep going and stop. Don't get upset that he called you now to do this and do this and do this. So in the Makorah Chesed downstairs, quoting the Gemara Nedarim, if you look, the Brisa says, Tanya Biker Cholim Ein La Shir. That's the title of the Brisa. Biker Cholim has no shir, no amount. Now, what does it mean, Ein La Shir, the Gemara asks on the Braisa. So Rav Yosef says, Ein La Shir L'matan Schar, you're going to get a ton of Schar. Ein La Shir is not going on the amount of times you're doing the Biker Cholim, but these rewards you're going to get. There's no amount. The Shir is endless. Abaye asked Akash on Rabbi Yosef, says, what do you mean? What's different about this than all other mitzvahs? There's no shear to the matan schar of a mitzvah. So he gets rid of him, and he quotes a mitzvah, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and he goes to, Abaye says, it's not about the schar in Lashir. It's about the fact that even a big man, the gadol, has to go and mevaker a katan. Okay, not necessarily an adult to a child also, but even the gadol ador has to go visit an ama aretz. There's no shear here in terms of who does the mitzvah. That's how he gives the pshat, Abai. And Rabba, who's the maskana, the Chafetz Chaim quote, says, afilu me'apam. And shear means you have to go visit him over and over and keep taking care of him. Whatever he needs, don't stop. It doesn't end. You didn't fulfill your obligation because you went this morning to visit him. If he needs you, go back again, okay? So that's how he learns out the shear of Yifu Mahamad, and there's no question that everybody who's in the business of doing chesed or tzedakah or lending money, the more the guy keeps bothering you and getting attached to you and needing you to be there for him, the more it is hard to do it. It's much easier to one-off. Go do my mitzvah and bye. I'll give you the loan. I don't want to see you again. But if this is going to be a long relationship with me and this poor person or me and this sick person, I'm going to have to deal with them all the time. I'm gone. That's where I draw my line. And that's clear that Chazal is trying to break through that place, that ugly place inside of us that doesn't want to do it that much. Let's try one more halacha, okay? Okay, now. Yeah. Next. Chet. Hachiyub shechiyav ator lahalvos ish l're'eyu. This obligation that you have to lend money, one guy to his friend, ubein al-mashkon, whether or not the guy's got a collateral that he's going to give you, like his watch, you know, to secure the loan or whatever it is, bein b'li mashkon, whether or not he has collateral or not, you have an obligation to lend the money, assuming that if he doesn't have the collateral, he's an ish batuach, imu batuach. But now, if you trust that he's a reliable person, Hashem is never going to force you to lend money to a person in a situation where you feel as though he has bad mitos and he's not paying you back. You never have to do that, except if it's a small amount of money and you have a shtar, you can go to Beis Din and collect it from him. You know what I'm saying? You for sure get collection if you protect yourself. But to lend to a dishonest person, a person that's not trustworthy in your eyes, you never have an obligation. Okay? So, but if he is trustworthy, says the Chafetz Chaim, you must lend to him even if he has no collateral. You cannot get any of his property, make a lien on his house, you can't take his computer to hold it until he gives you back the money. There's no mashko. You still have to lend it to him if you trust him. You must. It's equal to whether he has a mashko or not. That's where he spends a lot of time in the Bear Mind Chaim, proving that point. I'm not going to go into that whole article, but don't think because he doesn't have collateral to give me, I'm off the hook. False. If he's an honest guy, and maybe you're going to say he's dishonest, I don't trust him. Go to your friend, make sure that he's going to be the one who decides whether he's trustworthy or not, because you're always going to say, I don't trust him. How do I know? My money, my bar mitzvah money, I'm not going to give it to him. So go to David Aronson to determine whether or not Zevi is honest, even though he doesn't have a mashma. That's the yesod here. Ah, he doesn't say that, I'm saying it. If you're going to lend him without any collateral that he's going to hand to you, Al kol panim, you have to do the following. Yalveu lifnei edim, you better have edim there, two guys that are going to watch the transaction. O shitin lo shtar chov, or he has to sign a document. Or al kol panim, ksivas yado, he's not going to sign a shtar, he has to write a handwritten document without the edim that's going to have some power to show, I owe you money, I owe you. He has to do something. Even if he's trustworthy, Even if he's trustworthy, here's another Musa Shmuz here. We can spend a week on this. Even if you trust Zevi blind, you do not lend him money without a mashkon, without star, aid him, something. Why? Shema Yishka v'yabu lechporlo. Maybe someone's going to forget, and Zevi at some point is going to deny he ever borrowed the money from you. And you've done an isser now of lifnei iver. By not, even though you trust him, say, Zevi, I trust you, you don't have to write a document, no one has to be around to see it or a mashkon. You're doing the wrong thing. You're doing wrong. Why? If you think one step into the future, what could happen? People forget. He says, I don't, I paid you, I didn't pay you, I thought about borrowing, I didn't, I don't remember. And that right there, Yonah, the lender, is responsible for the fact that Zevi is going to deny that he borrowed the money. He's responsible now. Why? Because he's putting lifnei iver. He's putting a stumbling block in front of his friend. Go, even though you trust him, be smart and think. Trust him. I'm uncomfortable making Zevi sign up. And downstairs in the bare minimum, even the guys at Talmud Chacham, if you borrow the money from your rabbi and you trust him, he's going to pay you back. You must make him sign a paper. You must. It's uncomfortable. I don't like to do that. It's only 100 shekels. No, because you have to think forward. Think forward. Maybe things happen. People forget this, that, and the other thing. And only bad will come from it if you just didn't take the necessary steps up front. So two times he's saying, number one on the lender, don't be upset that the guy keeps coming back again and again and again and again for loans and returning and buying, borrowing and paying back. It's good. Keep doing the mitzvah. You're just making money in the bank. Don't let that Yetzirah get you. And the second point that we spoke about here is that when the guy is trusted in your eyes and he's not giving you collateral, if he's giving you collateral, you don't have to write anything. I've got your computer. You're not getting any money, your computer back, so you give me my money. That's clear. But when you're not having collateral, you still have an obligation to lend, assuming that he's trustworthy. And once he's trustworthy, don't think, now that he's trustworthy, I don't have to do a shtar. I don't have to have protection in place. You do. Why? Because if you don't think about what's going to come in the future, you're responsible for that stupidity of the fight that's going to come out potentially in the future. You did an issur now. You did an issur now by doing this thing deeper later. Even though it doesn't happen and even if it works out, you did the wrong thing. Take the star, bring the aid, and make him sign an IOU right now, even if it's a Talmud Chacham. We'll continue tomorrow. Yes, one second, hold on.
Does the same thing apply about lending objects?
What do you mean lending objects?
To someone you trust.
Yeah.
Do you still need to write a shtar?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
How much money are we talking about?
Anything.
5 shekel.
5 shekel. Have a good day.